I want to share about two or three passages of scripture in the context of this chorus that the team is singing. That's wonderful. That's right in the flow. So just stay right there with me. I'm reading from Psalms 37. It says this: do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers. For they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. And he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. That same passage of scripture in verse 23, it says this: the steps of a man are established by the Lord. Or one verse says the steps of a righteous man are established by the Lord. And he delights in his way. When he falls, he shall not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his descendants begging bread. All day long he is gracious and lends, and his descendants are blessed. And then I want to read to you from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, my word. But let your heart keep my commandments, my word, for length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. I just want to pause for a moment. Just think about that for a moment, what that says. Let your heart keep my commandments. Let your heart keep my word. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. There's a connection in the word, keeping the word, and peace in our lives, and long life. There's a correlation. There's a correlation. Let me go on. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Then it says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct, or he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. I want to share with you what I believe is happening right now for us as a church and happening in many of our lives personally. That God, who sees all and knows all, is now beginning to come and add strength to you in this season of your life. On a personal level, and for us as a house, as a corporate level. And he's bringing strength to us. He's bringing refreshing to us because of what he wants to do next in your life and in mine and for us. It's in this season that what's going to be keys for us is our continued diet and meditating on his word and keeping his word before us. Secondly, it's going to hinge on our ability to wait and to trust. To wait and to trust. It's just part of our nature that we like to know where things are going. It's our nature. We like to have it planned out. We like to have it figured out. And if the truth be known, many of us have navigated through our relationship with the Father in places of doubt and unbelief because things didn't happen the way we thought they were going to happen or happened in the time frame that we expected it to happen. And somewhere in that, we want answers. But in this walk of faith, some answers, Kevin, we just don't get. There are no answers. God just says, trust me and keep trusting me. Wait on me and keep waiting on me. As the team were singing out that chorus, which is from Psalms 27. I think that's what it is. Yeah. So at the end of that, the writer is saying, I would have fainted except I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But at the end, he says, wait, 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 I say, on the Lord. And again, I say, wait. There's power in waiting. There's power in waiting. There's a discipline in waiting. There's a discipline in waiting. It's a discipline in waiting when everybody else is moving around, everybody else is running around, but you can just wait. You can just wait. You can just wait. You've learned to trust God and wait on Him. It's in the waiting often that God brings to you and I the strength and the encouragement that we need. And what we don't want to do is find ourselves in the predicament that the people of God found themselves in Isaiah 30. So listen to this. In Isaiah 30, starting at verse 1, it says, woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who execute a plan, but not mine. Who execute a plan, but not mine, and make an alliance, but not of my spirit, in order to add sin to sin, who proceed down to Egypt without consulting me to take refuge in the safety of Pharaoh. All of this speaks to being in a time or being in a season in our lives when we just feel like we got to do something. And a lot of times we get there because we haven't learned how to meditate day and night on the Word of God that becomes the very thing in our lives that starts to keep us in a place of peace when it doesn't add up and when it's not coming together. A lot of lives have been shipwrecked, torn apart, messed up because of choices rather than waiting on God. And the truth be known, most of us have at least one of those kind of stories. He says, who proceeds down to Egypt without consulting me to take refuge and safety in Pharaoh? And after they seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt, therefore, the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame. Now, I want you to recognize that speaking of Egypt, it speaks to a place of bondage, but it also speaks to like the arm of the flesh. It speaks to the arm of the flesh. There's something about being able to wait on God, trusting God, even while everything looks kind of just not together, that really is the safest place that you and I can be in. But I want to tell you, it really is a place of discipline, and it's a place of dying. It's a place of discipline, and it's a place of dying. Therefore, the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt, your humility. It says, for their princes are at Zoan, and their ambassadors arrive at Hanes. Everyone will be ashamed because of the people who cannot profit them. who are not for help or profit, but for shame and also for reproach. And then you drop down to verse 15 and it says this. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in repentance and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength. In repentance and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength. In quietness and trust is your strength. Life wants to push us. Your circumstances want to push you. Some people want to push you. But when you can say, no, I'm not moving. I'm going to stay right here and steady myself. And I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to trust in God until I know that I know that I know. Because in the waiting comes the refreshing. And in the waiting comes the strengthening to all of our lives. In the waiting demonstrates to God, I trust you. I trust you. Doesn't mean you like it. Doesn't mean you understand it. But I trust you. It says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart.